action here already. A race for the ages. Head in hand. Oh, and the man's gone down. Now Marquez leads the Spanish Grand Prix. The pace too hot for Bastianini to handle.
We certainly are going to be racing. MotoGP action this weekend, of course, is out at Silverstone, the Great Britain MotoGP Grand Prix. Before we get there, though, let's say good morning to Janine van der Post, editor, News 24 Motoring. My friend, good to see you.
Hey, Jay Money, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, thanks. Very good. Excited that we've got some race action to talk about. We're on the two wheels. And I mean, for me, Silverstone is one of those iconic circuits. Yeah. I do enjoy talking about it and having race meets out there.
Yeah.
How different? Because I imagine it must be different. It's the same circuit, but I mean, how different is it for two wheelers, admittedly going very, very fast, versus, you know, the four wheeler F1 cars?
So there's actually, in terms of the track, the core layout is basically the same.
Okay.
There are minor little tweaks. But I think the biggest thing we need to know is that the F1 cars goes much faster.
Yeah.
I think the bikes do a lap in about 2 minutes, just under 2 minutes, where F1 cars do it in a minute 20.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's quite a bit of gap there. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, they've got four patches of contact on the F1 cars, where the two-wheelers have two.
Yeah.
The cars are significantly faster, and they have more downforce and all of that. But the biggest difference is the runoff grounds and the safety for the bike riders. Okay. So the circuit, they've made flatter curbs. So there's not the bumpy sausage curbs you would have for F1 cars, because those curbs can send the riders flying.
Yeah.
Also, the safety is different. They have inflatable barriers and more gravel. So lots of more runoff ground for them. So that's the biggest difference.
So now, I mean, I'm looking forward to the race, but I know that, for example, Maverick Vinales has been a naughty boy.
Yes.
Tell us how naughty he has been.
So Maverick has been running his mouth.
Of course.
Really?
That's I could have told you that one, but what did he say? What's going to happen to him?
He's complaining. He's complaining about the bike. He's complaining about management. He's even complaining about the team he could have gone to at Tech 3. So now both bosses at Tech 3 and KTM are saying,
no
thank you. We don't want.
Oh, my word.
So now they're replacing him with Paul Espargaro. And it's probably not just going to be for this race. It's probably going to be for the rest of the year. And he's probably already done.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Okay, well, there we go. Let's see. Listen, let's get to racing, though.
Yes.
Who do you fancy for the podium for the weekend?
So, my fave is still on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yoyo Martin. I want to see him on the podium this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to discredit Aguero.
Yeah.
I mean, he's second.
He's done so well out of nowhere, I think.
He is literally, let me do math quickly, he's about less than 10 points below Martin. Yeah, my math sucks.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's on his heels.
You're in the frame, absolutely,
yes.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Marc Marquez.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that boy on there again.
Okay.
Yes, that's my podium.
There we go. That's a strong podium. Of course, this for the Great Britain MotoGP Grand Prix. It's out at Silverstone. There's a sprint race on the Saturday, the main race on the Sunday. And certainly looking forward to that. We were getting ourselves with Janine van der Post and I for no racing. But gosh, back to business. It's very, very serious. Listen, take a listen to this one. I just made it for you.
He's won this Grand Prix on four occasions, out of the slipstream, to the race lead.
That is as good as it comes. We can't believe.
Cape Town's number one sports show.
The fastest car.
This is the biggest sports show.
In the world.
Super Saturday with Jeremy Harris. Powered by Hollywood Bets.
Every time I think Paul Platon can't do something more fantastic than he does this. I mean, that was pretty fun, I got to tell you.
I like it.
Like it a lot. Well done, Paulie. Thank you so much. Listen, let's talk WRC. We don't often get a chance to do that.
Yes.
But because we're resting F1 for the weekend, Finland WRC last weekend. Let's talk about who won and what the overall standings look like.
So, Sami Pajaro won back-to-back.
Well done.
So, well done to him. And he is now second in the championships. He's about 30 points adrift from Alfan Evans,
yeah,
who's leading. But the Toyota guys, it's, I'm telling you, it's 1-5, all Toyotas.
Nice.
So this is their championship today.
They're going to cruise it.
Definitely.
I was going to say to you, who are the teams to look out for? But I guess it's Team Toyota.
Yes, yes. And they're competing with the Hyundais. But I mean, they have a lot to catch up on.
A lot to catch up on. Listen, yes. WRC, we're going to try to give you more focus on that. It is a really exciting racing formula, particularly if you like the off-road stuff. And so there's another. When is the next one? I think it's in late August.
The end of August. It's the 27th to 30th of August, and it's in Paraguay.
Paraguay, that is certainly going to test driver and machine, but we certainly will keep you posted and talk closer to the time. Okay, let's do this. We can ride.
Cape Town's number one sports show.
Lewis Hamilton wins the British Grand Prix.
This is the biggest sports show in town.
Wow, what a race.
Super Saturday with Jeremy Harris.
It's lights out and away we go.
Powered by Hollywood Bets.
Well, I've been moaning and groaning about the secret test garage that Janine van der Pastor's got. Of course, editor News24 Motoring, she gets all the perks. But I can also talk now about one of the two cars that we are going to review for today. I'm going to start with my one. I've got a Jaco J7
Glacier.
Yes. And
I've
got to tell you, I don't know that I'll be giving a technical review like you can with all of the specs on the power and all of those things. But it's a car that just loves to run. It's very easy to drive, very light when it comes to parking.
Yes.
And it's got quite a wide turning circle. Lovely. You know, so you want to get yourself into a parking bay or out of a parking bay and maybe a bit anxious. Firstly, there's a screen the size of IMAX in front of you in the car to help you. There's obviously the parking assist, but it's so easy. The steering wheel is light, and I really enjoy driving it.
Yeah.
And as I say, it does like to run. It's quite keen to get going, but also very fuel efficient.
Indeed.
Gosh, I think
it's, you get about 7 liters per 100 kilometers on that one.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, that's much appreciated. Thank you very much, particularly with the fuel prices, what they are.
Yeah.
It's very spacious as well. I found it very spacious. So it certainly is a car for, I mean, my son was saying to me, this is a car for a road trip, Dad.
Yes.
I said, ain't that the truth, pal? So it is certainly a car, 5 adults. Very comfortable car. There's a nice little boot there as well with all sorts of goodies that you can pack in food for 2 months.
I was going to say, I'm keen to like see the pic of the luggage.
I will send it to you because also we've got to throw in the golf bags as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's going to be a whole thing. But it really is, I think that it's found a happy medium, a happy space between town driving or city driving, whatever, and the fact that sometimes you're going to go away for the weekend or for a couple of days, whatever it is, and you're going to need to load up that car, and it can handle it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, all the features on the inside, I don't know what we were talking about, and somebody said to me, just press the knob. I said, listen, everything in this car, there's no knob.
Yeah.
There's only touchscreen this and touchscreen that. There's no knob, so don't tell me about knob. That's old school from 40 years ago. So listen, the Jaco J7 definitely gets a thumbs up from me.
Yeah.
Loving it, and it looks nice as well. It looks very flashy.
It's very nice. But listen, I'm glad you mentioned the parking bits because the parking downstairs here.
Tight, eh?
It's really tight.
Got to know your stuff. And particularly when you drive a tank sometimes like Janine van der Post does. Goodness gracious. Okay, so we go from the Jaco J7 Glacier. I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. To
the Kia Seltos.
Okay.
I just attended the launch this week. Beautiful car.
Okay.
Beautiful car. If you've seen the new Bucky, the Tasman.
Yes.
It's quite a niche.
Word. What a nice car that is, eh?
It is. It is. Also, very tech savvy, very modern. But this car, it's such a looker. And the thing with the Korean brands is their fuel consumption is so great.
Mm.
They are frugal cars. We drove out to Simonstown on the 2-day launch, and I was getting below 7 liters per 100 kilometers. They've got quite an extensive range, a whole lot of new tech and features. I think the range starts from about under 400,000 rand. I think it starts at 389,995. Wow. There are about 7 cars in the range. It's a mix between petrol and diesel.
Yeah.
It's 1.5 liter engines. And yeah, the one I really liked was the X9. But there's also the GT line. I think what's new on the range is the X9. Is the Alex and the GT line, and I forget the other one. I think it's the LS that's also there, but it's a great car. So I mean the top of the range reaches 614,000 rand. But that's the one I like.
Mm, of course. Goodness gracious. That's why I bring you into the studio. She's got the champagne with her at the same time. There we go, folks. I mean, if there's a particular car you want us to touch on, then, you know, let us know. Mm. We will probably get to it in due course. But we're just going to throw in random cars every Saturday on Super Saturday. And we'll give you our assessment of it, our experience of it as drivers. I mean, yeah. Janine van der Post is a little bit more knowledgeable and technical than I am, but Sydney will throw it in there. So when you're thinking about it, you're thinking, oh, I'm thinking about this Jaco J7, and now Jeremy has said this, that, and the other thing about it. Now you know. Now you can go and sort of make a slightly more informed decision. Oh, I like the Kia Seltos, but I want to see this new one, etc., etc. So we're going to do this every Saturday on Super Saturday, of course, as part of the Motorsport Update. Janine van der Post, always good. In fact, preferable to see you in studio. I love that when you're in studio.
So me too.
Yeah. So thank you for that. And you know what we like to say on this show?
Have a super Saturday.
Oh, the other thing I forgot to say to you is Happy Women's Day tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I even forgot about that.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Happy Women's Day for
to all our hearties.
Yeah, exactly. A woman who is very strong, no nonsense, leads the way, and is very well seen and respected. So from me to you, thank you for adding value to this show and to this segment.
Thank you, Joe Money.
Here we go. Now, what do we say on the show?
Have a super Saturday.
Ain't that the truth?
The time is now. All the sport, all the stars, all the time. This is the biggest sports show in town. Super Saturday with Jeremy Harris, powered by Hollywood Bets.